Over the weekend, a U.S. Army soldier with the 25th Infantry Division stationed at Schofield Barracks tested positive for COVID-19. It was the first confirmed case of coronavirus among military personnel in Hawaii. The next day, a Marine stationed in Kaneohe also tested positive for the virus. And of yesterday evening, there were 5 COVID-19 cases related to the Army, including personnel at Tripler Army Medical Center. Each military base on Oahu is handling its own COVID-19 response and communications. Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam has been posting updates on Facebook and its website around 5 p.m. every weekday with periodic weekend updates. The U.S. Army Garrison Hawaii has been keeping active, keeping its members and families up to date. It posts a video on Facebook and has been taking questions ahead of their Wednesday updates. A familiar face on these videos is Colonel Tom Barrett, who has been commander of the U.S. Army Garrison Hawaii since 2018. Here's what he had to say at yesterday's Facebook briefing.
Today, we move to health protection condition level Charlie. This was directed by U.S. INDOPACOM. The determination was based on the analysis at the local risk level. So what does that mean? At health protection level Charlie, or condition Charlie, the risk level is increasing, and it is beginning to be substantial. So we are seeing sustained community transmission in Hawaii. So the U.S. Army Hawaii leadership is constantly assessing the local conditions and making decisions to safeguard the community's health. And you saw that yesterday and really today with a little bit more closures to include access points on post and closing some gates. The decisions are based on needs, risk, and the guidance of medical professionals. As we continue our efforts to protect the community and slow the spread of COVID in the Army and in Hawaii, the U.S. Army Senior Commander has issued guidance to reduce forces to minimum essential personnel effective tomorrow. Each commander will decide which personnel are necessary and required to carry out those units' missions.
Just before that online briefing, Colonel Barrett spoke with the Conversation's Jason Ubai about the Army's response to the COVID-19 crisis.
So I'm essentially the city manager for the Army in Hawaii. So the 98,000 soldiers, family members, civilians, retirees that make up the Army in Hawaii is kind of where my responsibility lies. And it's all the similar functions that any city in the country would have. I provide power, water, sewer, emergency services, all the normal facilities you think, to include things like parks and recreation. And so really to your question is how do we inform and connect with the community? And the COVID situation nationwide and in the state of Hawaii is dynamic and rapid. And so the priority that the Army has is to protect the health of the force in our community. And so how we're doing that is trying to be as transparent and share as much information as possible. So we've done a couple of things. We've established on the Garrison's website a COVID-19 resource page. So home.army.mil for the Army community in Hawaii. And that website has links to frequently asked questions. It talks about impacted installation services and closures, information on the health protection condition levels. We update the statuses of positive cases within the Army in Hawaii, and information about our Facebook community updates. And really, that's probably the best way that I've been able to put out information, is every day we're doing a live community update on Facebook, and that's every night at 6 p.m. on the Garrison's Facebook site. We started doing them on March 14th, and then we do special sessions with senior Army leadership Wednesdays, and that's really question and answers. And then Sundays, the senior commander, so Major General Gerard, does an update on Sunday nights. And so that's how we've looked to put out information. We do it in the evening, and the other piece is the community is very engaged on Facebook, and so we take those questions and we're able to respond to the community as well.
Regarding some of the questions, what are some of the common questions that you're hearing from personnel and their families?
I think the families are trying to understand what's going on in the community. What are we doing and why? If we're closing a gate, what does that look like? Why are you taking this action? Why haven't you taken that action? How do we inform the community on that piece? I think it's people want information. And so I think as we push information, but it's trying to think of some of the other questions that that families may want. Medical is a big one. They want to know the medical piece. We've tried to push, what do they do? What is the testing requirements? Where can they get tested? Why aren't they getting tested? And so in some cases, I've had the commander of Triple Army Medical Center on to really answer some of those questions. The big one is really kind of what's open and what's not. And lately, with the state proclamation, the mayor's proclamation, you know, we've closed some things. So, you know, for example, Monday we made the decision to close all the gyms. And so how do we inform folks what's actually being updated and what's closed?
What's the status on base as far as recreation? Is it the same as the city parks here where, you know, folks can go outside, but they're not supposed to be within 6 feet of each other?
Yeah, we are following the same, emphasizing social distancing. We have not necessarily closed parks. We don't have parks on the base. We have playgrounds for kids. We've not made a conscious effort to close them, but what we've done is told folks, look, you need to not be in groups, in large groups. I think 10 is the answer. But really the intent is social distancing to be greater than 6 feet. And reinforcing, hey, if you don't have to go out, don't go out. The Army is always going to be about physical fitness. So how do we enable soldiers to go out and maintain their fitness? And frankly, you know, we have outdoor fitness areas on our installations. We have pull-up bars scattered throughout them. So there's plenty of opportunities, whether soldiers or family members can go out and maintain some level of physical fitness. And we encourage folks to do that, just not in large groups. Maintain the social distancing. Is really the key there.
You mentioned the closed gates earlier, and can you talk about that, how that is affecting traffic in and out? And I think last week or one of the first town halls, I know that was one of the questions about the gate guards. Can you talk about the protocol and how, as far as today, how things are going at the gates?
Yeah, so two questions there, but one is the protocols to actually when you come on base. And so what I'll frame it with is the leadership in Hawaii, particularly the Army leadership, we are constantly assessing the conditions and making decisions to safeguard the community as well as the soldiers who work on base. So it's what's the risk and then is that informed by the guidance of medical professionals? And so at the gates, we've established the no-touch policies, right? So we did that early on. Drivers hold out their ID cards at an arm's length from the guard, and then the guard uses the scanner at an arm's length and then scans them in. So there's still a security requirement to monitor who comes on the installation, but we've been able to mitigate the risk. So instead of handing ID cards back and forth, we can just scan them without physical contact. Now, the second part of your question is in terms of, you know, closing some of the access gates. And so effective today, we closed 5 of 17 gates on Army installations in Hawaii. Those closures don't change who can access the installation, but really the intent is to reduce unnecessary and non-essential movement onto or off Army installation. And the intent is to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID throughout Army installations and really Hawaii. And so this effort aligns with the governor's and mayor's kind of stay-at-home orders. And we recognize that it's an inconvenience. And so it hasn't changed. I think it's reduced the flow of traffic, and it's also kind of funneled it. But it's really kind of sending the message that folks should stay at home. And if you don't have to go out, don't go out. Although there is a requirement. There's always going to be a requirement for the Army to be ready. So there's going to be a requirement for soldiers to come on post to execute potentially training or execute mission requirements in support of the Army.
I know some of the things that you guys are doing are in tandem with what's going on for the city and the state's guidance, but anything in particular on base that you're doing to keep everyone there safe?
Yeah, so we, you know, I talked about it earlier, is emphasizing the social distancing. You know, we've restricted the number of shoppers allowed in the facilities like our grocery store. We've put footprints on the floors, on the shopping stores, the department stores, to really show folks if they're standing in line what 6 feet of distancing looks like. So you know if you're waiting in line, you should be kind of standing at the footprints and spread out. Many of the garrison services have been moved to online, or in some cases, if you're required to come in, to appointment only. So that's really the piece. And then we've limited dining facilities, food establishments to takeout only. And so we've kind of helped, you know, we have a giant food court. We've taken all the chairs out of the food court to kind of emphasize, you know, hey, it's takeout only. And then in general, just to emphasize health and hygiene. And then the message is, if you're sick, stay at home. And so those are kind of the protocols that we put in place here on the installations in Hawaii. And we'll continue to assess based on the needs and risk and guidance of medical professionals. I will add a couple things too, because what I forgot to tell you is we've added hand washing stations throughout what I would call high traffic areas. So in front of our grocery stores, in front of our department stores, in front of the gas stations where folks are coming and touching, we've emphasized and put hand washing stations. And then we've also emphasized organizational cleaning. So we've taken time, we've reduced the hours at the grocery store so that the beginning of the day, the middle of the day, and the end of the day, they can provide some enhanced cleaning where folks are touching pin pads as well as shopping carts and kind of those sorts of things in the stores.
Is there any updates about Tripler?
I would defer to Tripler. You know, I would tell you that they've established some drive-through testing facilities, just like the state, and they're continuing to refine their process. I would put out that they're limiting visitors, which I think is important for the community to aware. I mean, there's exceptions. You know, for example, children will need an escort, but they're really trying to reduce the risk to both patients and healthcare workers. And I think that's similar to what's going to be done in hospitals here in the state.
Anything else that you wanted to underscore?
You know, I think it's, one is I'd always say go to the Garrison website, home.army.mil. That's going to be the most updated list of closures as well as some valuable information on COVID. You know, these are unbelievably challenging and trying times, I think more so than many of us have ever seen. And for those of us in the Army, you know, we are fortunate to live and work in Hawaii with the Aloha spirit, and us together as a community, you know, the Army is a part of the community in Hawaii, and we have to be working together to really mitigate the effects of this virus and take action to ensure that we do flatten the curve so that we protect, you know, our families and our future, our keiki, as well as the community here in Hawaii. And I would just say, you know, the updates that I provide, encourage anybody who's interested or follow, you know, we're trying to be as transparent and provide as much information as possible. And again, I mentioned the website, and just thank you very much for having me. And we just have to continue to work together to help slow the spread of COVID.